This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 13th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. RVO Day. Senate's big bill has more farm spending. And Rescission's squeaker. Proposed biofuels targets expected today. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release the next proposed set of renewable volume obligations for fuels this morning. Briefing scheduled for Hill offices and industry leaders ahead of the official release. Biofuel groups have been anxiously awaiting the volumes after the Biden administration missed that November 1 statutory deadline. Reuters reports that the proposed volumes for biomass-based diesel may fall below the 5.25 billion gallon request by a unique coalition of oil, biofuel, and farm groups. In response, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa posted on social media that he hoped these reports are not true. If President Trump wants 5 closed biodiesel plants to reopen and jobs in rural America, we've got to have the $5.25 billion for biodiesel, he wrote. A source familiar with the rules development said EPA has been very engaged and open throughout the process, and there's still optimism that the proposed RVOs will be comparable with the unified ask from industry groups. Now take note, the proposal is also expected to include a discounted renewable identification number for imports, according to sources. It is unclear if this would extend just to imported finished fuel or imported feedstocks, but it could mean a boost for domestic biofuels. Senate beats House on farm program spending. The Senate Ag Committee has upped the ante when it comes to one big, beautiful bill. The House version would add just under $60 billion to farm programs, while saving a net $258 billion through cuts to SNAP. The Senate bill would add about $67 billion for farm programs, saving a net $144 billion, according to committee staff. The biggest difference between the bills is that the Senate version does not include a cost-saving floor under the price loss coverage program's reference price for corn. Not including that floor would cost an estimated $4 billion over 10 years, a committee aide says. The Senate bill, unlike the House bill, would also boost the escalator provision for PLC reference prices. And the Senate version would allow farmers who buy the supplemental coverage option on their insurance policies to also enroll in the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program. On SNAP, the Senate bill also adjusts SNAP work requirements for able-bodied adults without dependents. Under the Senate version, a person with a child 10 years or younger is eligible for the work requirement. Under the House version, the age is 7. Committee aides say the change was made because of concerns raised privately and in the House. Additionally, some state laws may prevent parents from leaving a child under the age of 10 alone. The House Agriculture Committee's top Democrat, Angie Craig of Minnesota, was not satisfied with the change. She says that 10-year-old kids aren't equipped to take care of themselves while a parent is at work. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House passes rescission package cutting food and ag aid. The House has narrowly passed 214 to 212, a $94 billion rescission package that would cancel previously approved spending for some food and agriculture programs formerly run by the U.S. Agency for International Development. The legislation would scrap $2.5 billion of the agency's development assistance account that has helped fund the Feed the Future initiative. It's unclear whether the package can pass the Senate. Cuts to food aid, Feed the Future labs hurt U.S. farmers. Cuts to foreign food aid will hurt U.S. producers and allow other countries such as China to fill the void, Democratic senator said at an event held yesterday. Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire, the top Democrats on the Ag and Foreign Relations Committees, spoke alongside a panel of food aid experts to highlight $3 billion in proposed budget rescissions. Two-thirds of that is for commodity purchases from U.S. farmers and ranchers of 1.1 million metric tons of sorghum, corn, beans, rice, vegetable oil, intended for 45 million people in 35 countries. Another $1 billion is for 17 Feed the Future innovation labs at 13 universities. Only one is now operating at Kansas State. U.S. foreign assistance strengthens the agriculture economy of rural America while reducing the burden of American taxpayers over the long term through conflict prevention and economic stabilization, said the Thorik Cederson, International Food Representative for the U.S. Dry Bean Council. Hyde Smith details intense meetings with RFK Jr. Members of the Senate Ag Committee, including Senator Cindy Hyde Smith of Mississippi, met with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week to voice concerns about the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. We cannot afford for crops to fail, Hyde Smith tells AgriPulse newsmakers. We have worked so hard to put millions of dollars into research to have these tools available to us. Then to mention things in the Maha report that could cause some type of confidence that's lost in consumers, I think that's pretty unfair. Smith said that during the pretty intense discussion, she advocated for the continued safe use of crop protection tools and was reassured by Kennedy that stakeholder input would be considered to develop the commission's next report. You can hear more from Senator Hyde Smith, Katie Nasons with Tory Advisory Group, and Ken Barbrick with Inverion about the Senate Ag Committee's reconciliation text in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Maha leaders urge Congress to reject ag subsidies. Some people associated with the Make America Healthy Again movement are calling on Congress to strip $75 billion in subsidies for pesticide-intensive commodity crops in the House reconciliation bill. Instead, the money should go to programs that have been shown to enhance soil health and support regenerative organic agriculture, including the National Organic Program, USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service initiatives, and organic research and transition assistance. Nearly 300 groups and leaders say in a letter. The letter also calls on the Senate Maha Caucus to stand firm against legislation that would grant federal preemption of state pesticide laws or provide liability shields to pesticide manufacturers. The bill is a massive bailout for Big Ag with no strings attached at a time when we need to make a massive shift to better farming practices. That the word of Dave Murphy, founder of United We Eat. Here's today's final word. To come in here with guns blazing and what you're talking out are hard-working dairymen, it's just wrong. They need to knock it off. Let's go after the criminals. I think the president agrees. I don't know where the disconnect is. It must be somebody a little lower in the food chain that's making those mistakes. That House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson commenting on the ICE raid in New Mexico that resulted in 11 arrests. President Donald Trump said yesterday that farm workers who are in the country illegally should not be deported. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.